This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Michelle Bachelet this week accused Afghanistan's ruling Taliban of stripping women and girls of their fundamental rights and freedoms and rendering them invisible in public life. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Bachelet told the council that Afghans are experiencing some of the darkest moments in a generation. Since the Taliban authorities took control in August, she said the country has been plunged into a deep economic, social, humanitarian, and human rights crisis. She pointed to a dramatic erosion of women's rights and freedoms since the Taliban assumed power. She said secondary school for girls has been banned, depriving more than a million of an education and a future.
Let me be clear. What we are witnessing today in Afghanistan is the institutionalized, systematic oppression of women. Afghan women are rapidly facing the worst-case scenario many feared.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Afghanistan's Taliban have alleged the United States is blocking their way to securing international recognition for the Islamist group's new government in Kabul. Chief Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid claimed that the Taliban had met, in his words, all the requirements for his government to be given diplomatic recognition. No country has yet recognized the Taliban as legitimate rulers of the country, mainly over their harsh treatment of Afghan women and girls. And the wife of Julian Assange has vowed to fight using every possible legal avenue after British Home Secretary Priti Patel has approved the WikiLeaks founder's extradition to the United States to face